just a few minutes, if everything works out, we're going to be talking to Charlie of Vandal Children Records from their latest release, Big Mistakes, on Vandal Children Records. This is Shades of Grey here on Turmoil. FM Turmoil, music from Big Mistake, and that was Shades of Grey. That's over their latest 45, Waiting, that's released on Vandal Children Records, a small label out of Hartford, Connecticut, but doing big things. On the phone at this very moment is Charlie of Vandal Children Records. How you doing tonight, Charlie?
Good. How you doing, Steve?
Okay, and just recently you put out three new 45s, and things are looking up for the label, aren't they?
Well, yeah, there's a bunch of stuff that's going to be coming out. The next thing will be a new Jack Acid 7-inch, and that should be out in, I'd say, about 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay, now Jack Acid's one of those bands that it looks like they started off in California and then moved to Connecticut.
Well, actually, it kind of was the reverse. They started out here on the East Coast because Ernst goes to school at Wesleyan in Middletown, which is kind of near Hartford, and Al, the bass player, is up at UMass. And so they really started out here, and then they, which is why I kind of knew them and released their first 7-inch. And then they took a year off of school, went out to the East Bay and did the California punk rock thing, and then got on Lookout Records, and now they're back at school. The band is basically broken up. Ernst and Allen, a new band called Skinhead Magnet with the drummer from Ben Hur.
Okay. Still there?
Yes.
Okay, I just lost my headphones for a second. Okay. Okay, we're going to play something from Jack Acid in just a minute, but let's talk about what you've just released recently. You've put out the Big Mistake 45. You've got the Milquetoast 45 and the MI6, all bands out of Connecticut?
Yeah, they're all Connecticut bands. There's a bunch of really good local bands nobody's ever heard of, but there's a lot of good stuff that's going to be coming out, too. Beyond them. Silence is a real good band. They're going to have a 7-inch out probably in June. And then some non-local stuff. Moral Crux, a band from Washington State, I'm going to put out an LP by them.
And what was like the very first release of Vandal Children Records, and like why did you put it out?
It was a Big Gulp 7-inch. It came out in September of 91. And I know the guys in that band and have known them for quite a while, so it was more of a friendship thing. And I just sort of started doing the other bands. MI6 was in the second 7-inch that came out. Then the third one was that Jack Acid 7-inch you mentioned.
Did you ever think that this would turn into like a full-time job?
No, but it is really, it's like if you let it, it would be a full-time job. I mean, I have like a regular job during the day, but a lot of times I just do a lot of the record stuff instead of real work, just because there's so much stuff to do, sending out orders or trying to get in touch with distributors, trying to get stuff out, trying to hunt down records and find out why they aren't here yet, that kind of thing.
And what what's the deciding point to put out a record from a band? Does it, like, do they have to be from Connecticut? Like, you were just saying you're going to release a band from Washington. But, like, if it, does a band from Connecticut have more of an edge than, say, an out-of-state band?
Not really. I guess the main thing is, as long as I know the band and kind of like them as people and like the message that they're trying to get across, that's really more important than how good the band is. I mean, Milktoast is a really young band. That's evidence that you mentioned. They recorded when they were in ninth grade, and they're in 10th grade now. So I guess if it were, you know, like experience or whatever, they don't have it, but they have a really good attitude, and they're really nice people.
Well, this is what they did in ninth grade. It's going to be amazing to hear what they do in the future. Let's give a listen right now, in fact, to something from Milktoast. We've got queued up a What and another new release from Vandal Children Records. Charlie's on the phone. We'll be back in just a few minutes from Milktoast. This is What here on Turmoil. FM Turmoil Music from Milktoast, and that was What. That's from their first release. We'll be hearing lots more from them, I'm sure. They're only in ninth grade. I was just telling Charlie, I can't believe it. They sound like better than half the bands I get music from these days. And it's good to hear some great music coming from Connecticut. With me on the phone, Charlie from Vandal Children Records. And he was just telling us what's happening with the label. And he was saying a new 45 from Jack Acid. What else is in the future?
Let's see. There's a 7-inch by Silence and one by Roach Grind. Roach Grind is another band that's about 15. They play a much more Born Against kind of influenced style of music. There's going to be a Forklift Blank 77 split, which should be out probably sometime around July or August, you know, later summer.
And, like, what's happening in Hartford at the moment? Is there a club for these guys to play at, or is it just pretty much, like, shows in friends' basements and such like that?
There's that's kind of a large part of what's going on. There's a place called the Boiler Room in New Britain, which is starting to do a bunch of different kinds of shows. It's a pretty good place to play. There's the Tune In in New Haven, which also does shows. But most of it really is just people renting out halls or doing basement shows or, you know, that kind of thing.
And it's pretty much still an underground thing up in Connecticut, I guess. I remember a few years ago there was a big club, the Anthrax, where you know, it was really a crucial place for a lot of Connecticut bands to get their start. And now, through small labels such as yours, they're getting another shot at you know, playing their music.
Yeah, well, hopefully, you know, there's going to be more places opening up, but you know, that's not really definite or anything.
Okay, all you're doing it right now is concentrating on 7-inches. Any plans on albums or CDs?
Yeah, there probably will be, because it seems like a lot of these bands, now that they have a 7-inch under their belt, they really want to move on to do something bigger. Milktoast is talking about doing a 12-inch or some kind of a longer release. Same with MI6, they just recorded 14 new songs. And I don't know what, that may end up being a CD. I know they want to do that pretty badly.
Okay, great. All right, if people want to write to you to pick up some of these records, what's the address?
It's P.O. Box 260805 in Hartford, and the zip is 06126.
Okay, and for mail order, what's the price of, like, a generic 7-inch?
Your basic generic 7-inch is $2.
Okay, can't beat that price. And the address, once again, is Vandal Children Records, P.O. Box 260805, Hartford, Connecticut, 06126. And you can write to Charlie, tell him you heard him on Turmoil. And I guess if they want a catalog of what you've got out, they can just send a self-addressed stamped envelope.
Yeah, that's real nice if they do that. I mean, I'll send it out anyway. If you just send a letter that says, hey, you know, send the catalog, you'll get one out.
Okay, great. We're going to listen to something from Jack Acid. This is from the first release they had out on Vandal Children Records, I guess. Or is it? Or did the Lookout release come first?
No, this one came first.
This one came first. And this is something I played a lot when it came out. This is Jaywalking. I'd like to thank Charlie for taking the time to talk with us this evening. Let us know what's happening up in Hartford and what's happening with Vandal Children Records. And Charlie, if you just hold on, I'll be right with you.
Okay, great.
From Jack Acid, this is Jaywalking, if I queued everything up right. .1 FM Turmoil Music from Jack Acid, and that was Jay Walking from their 45 on Vandal Children Records. Once again, I'd like to thank Charlie for taking the time to talk. If you want to write to him, you can write to Vandal Children Records, P.O. Box 260805, Hartford, Connecticut, 06126. And it'd be really cool if you could just send him like a self-addressed stamped envelope, because you can tell for the price of these records, $2, he's not really making anything on this, so every little bit helps. And once again, Charlie, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to us this evening. Let us know what's happening with Vandal Children Records. We're going to go to the opposite side of the country now, to Clackamas, Oregon, for this band. They're called Naked Violence. They have a cassette out called Sauced, and this is called Politically Correct, here on Turmoil. Just say it!
Thank you.